The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Today, Jazz Club USA takes you to a very unusual event which is taking place at Carnegie Hall in New York, an all-star concert sponsored by the Pittsburgh Courier and featuring the winners of their annual awards, their annual poll. And one of the prime movers in this great event is the inimitable bandleader, vibraphonist, and key figure in the history of jazz, Lionel Hampton. I would like to introduce Lionel right now to our listeners all over the world. Lionel, say hello.
Well, thank you, Leonard Feather. That was very kind words coming from you, a man that knows a lot about everything. Music, you're a songwriter, composer, arranger, piano player,
well,
and a writer.
Huh? Thank you for all the admiration. It sounds like a mutual admiration society. Lionel, tell us a little about the band as it stands tonight, because we're going to hear a couple of the things that you're playing.
Well, you know, tonight we did our broadcast, and of course, we opened the AML special. We had other numbers to play, but the show is so large that an hour show, you only can get a few artists in there. You know?
Well, that's right. Well, just tell us who are the principal soloists with your band as of now, because you've had quite a changeover in personnel the last year or so, you know?
Well, we have Johnny Boyd, the lad I consider one of the finest swing tenor saxophone players today. We got Nat Artigas. He's a Spanish kid that plays a lot of bop alto.
Yeah, he's wonderful. I heard him.
And clarinet. And also we have Gil Bernal. He's another Spanish lad that plays a lot of saxophone. And more in the stand, I guess, than the Lester Young kick. But he's really really powerful. You know?
Well, you sure know how to pick him. You've had some wonderful stars come out of your band in the last 10 years.
Of course, Dinah Washington was wonderful tonight. You know, she's a little Hampton alumni, along with Illinois Jacket and Arnett Cobbs, Libby
Fields. I know. Just about all the top tenormen have been with your band at one time or another.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
I know we're prepared to play some other numbers, and I'd like for you to hear the band, Leonard.
Well, Lana, we're looking forward to that. But as a matter of fact, I imagine a lot of our listeners on Jazz Club USA are looking forward to seeing you in person one of these days. You've never been overseas, have you?
No, but I hope someday. Why don't you and Joe Glazer cook up a deal, huh?
Well, maybe something can be worked out. In the meantime, we'll look forward to listening to your music on the show today. And thanks very much for joining us as a guest on Jazz Club USA.
And I want to thank you very much, Lana.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce you to a young lady who has rightly earned herself the title of the Queen of the Blues, the one and only Miss Dinah Washington.
And hello to all you jazz fans all over the world.
Great. Well, Dinah, I think it'd be a good idea if you'd tell the fans, the listeners to Jazz Club USA, a little about your background.
Well, I started out in Chicago when I was a wee tot, and
Didn't you win an amateur contest?
Yeah, in Chicago in 1938.
You were very, very young at that time.
Sure. I think I was about 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you got off to an early start, and after that, I guess you worked around the clubs in Chicago.
Yeah.
Until what happened with Lionel Hampton? How did you get with him?
Well, I was working at a club downtown in Chicago. Joe Glazier came by the club, and he liked my singing, and he had Lionel Hampton to come by. Joe Glazier is Lionel Hampton's booking agent, manager, and everything.
That's right.
And Lionel liked me, and he asked me to join the band, which I did. I stayed with him 3 years.
And during that time, we got to know each other a little, didn't we,
Dinah? Yeah. We cut a few tunes.
That's right.
Your tunes.
Well, we were kind of lucky with some of those tunes that we got together on.
Yeah.
The Evil Gal Blues and Low Top Blues and some of the others that we've played on the show. And Dinah, you left Lionel in, when was it, 1945?
The end of 45. I went on my own. It was kind of a hard struggle.
Well, I would say that since then it's been a very successful one. You've probably sold literally millions of records.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for visiting us, Dinah.
Thank you for having me, Leonard.
Bye.
Bye.
And here's Dinah reunited with her old boss, Lionel Hampton, singing one of the blues numbers we had the pleasure of writing for her several years ago, a tune you might never have expected to reach the dignified precincts of Carnegie Hall, Blow Top Blues.
But now I'm walking down Broadway wearing nothing but a smile. I see all kinds of little men, although they're never there. I tried to push a subway train and put whiskey in my hair. I'm a gal who blew a fuse. I've got those blue top blues. Last night I was 5 feet tall. Tonight I'm 8 feet 10. Every time I fall downstairs, I float right up again. When someone turned the lights on me, it like to drove me blind. I woke up this morning in Bellevue, but I've left my mind behind. I'm a gal you can't excuse, 'cause I've got those blue top blues. Well, I got high last night, and I took my man to his wife's front door. Yes, I got juiced last night, and I took my man to his wife's front door. She was a 45 packing mama, and I ain't going to try that no more.
Our guest today on Jazz Club USA is a gentleman who is, of course, world famous as one of the outstanding singers in popular music of all time. But what is perhaps less well known about him is the fact that he is also a key figure in the development of modern jazz. I'd like to introduce him to our listeners all over the world and have him tell you something about it himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Eckstein.
Well, thanks, Len. After having my band, though, during the hectic period that I did have it, I began to wonder whether or not we were important figures or not.
Well, I know you had pretty much of a struggle when you were a band leader, but you really accomplished something, Billy. As a matter of fact, I think just to tell the average listener who was in your band during the few years that you had it would really stagger.
Well, I can name off the personnel. The trumpet section at one time was Dizzy Gillespie on fourth trumpet, Gail Brockman on first, Shorty McConnell, and Fats Navarro, and little Benny Harris. And then on the trombones was Scotty Benny Green, Chippy Outcault, Jerry Valentine, and every now and then I played a few blueies.
As a matter of fact, you played quite a few solos on some of the early records.
The reed section, that was the real choice part of the band. We had Charlie Parker on first, Sonny Stitt on third.
Yeah.
Gene Ammons on one tenor, Dexter Gordon on the other tenor, and Leo Parker on baritone.
That was a fabulous section.
And the rhythm section was Tommy Potter on bass, Art Blakey on drums, and John Malachi on piano, and Connie Wainwright on guitar, and a little girl that you may have heard of, Sarah Vaughan, singing.
As girls singing with the Eckstein Band, that's right. As a matter of fact, it goes farther back than that because you both sang together
With Earl Hines, yeah.
That's right. Well, Billy, I think that made a great contribution to jazz and to musical history, and I'd like to thank you very much for being with us on Jazz Club USA.
Well, thanks a lot, Len. It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye, Len.
And here's Billy with Bobby Tucker at the piano in one of his biggest hits, Everything I Have Is Yours. Our guest today on Jazz Club USA is a very great musician who has been known as a foremost exponent of the blues for quite a few years, but as a matter of fact, he has quite a lot of background before that, and I don't know whether we can tell it all in a couple of minutes, but first of all, I'd like to introduce him, the one and only Louis Jordan.
Hello, Voice of America. I'm glad to be here.
Louis, as you probably know, your fans on the Voice of America programs have heard your records, but most of them haven't had the chance to see you in person and don't know much more about you than what they've heard on the records. So as far as it's possible, maybe you could give us a little rundown of your entire life story in a couple of minutes.
In a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I was born in Brinkley, Arkansas. That's a little state in the Midwest, somewhere between Texas and New York. And that was about 1908. From the time I was born, I suppose, I've been a musician. My father was a musician, my mother was a musician, my auntie was a musician, and so on down the line. Then when I was born, they shoved a clarinet in my hand, and I've been blowing ever since.
Well, the first time I met you, you were playing with Chick Webb's band.
That's right. Well, that was the second band I played with in the East. The first band was Charlie Gaines in Philadelphia, and then I played with the late Kaiser Marshall and then the late Chick Webb.
And then you started your own band around 1940, was it?
No, it was 1938, August the 5th.
Has it been that long?
That's right, a long time.
Well, you sure built up to a tremendous following, in both in this country and all over the world, Louis. And
our pianist is Jimmy Peterson, and the tenor sax man is Josh Jackson, and bass fiddle, Bob Bushnell. The guitar is Bill Jennings, and yours truly on the saxophone and the vocal.
Well, thanks a lot, Louis. It's been very nice talking to you for Jazz Club USA. I hope you'll be able to visit us again soon.
Thank you, and so long.
Now, here's the group of men that Louis Jordan just named on the stage during this courier concert at Carnegie Hall with a swinging little novelty jump tune called Work, Baby, Work.
I know someday I'll discover one who will be my true lover. I'll tell her right from the start, if you want my heart, you gotta know what to do. You gotta work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, that's what you gotta do. If I'm a hard-working daddy, you can be long, tall, or fatty. You can be any old size as long as you're wise, and you gotta know what to do. You gotta work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, that's what you gotta do. Maintain my employment, you should supply the enjoyment. Long as I stay on the job, your heart on the throb, you gotta know what to do. You gotta work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, that's what you gotta do. If you want all of my money, tell me I'm fine, call me honey. I'll buy you shoes for your feet and something to eat, but you gotta know what to do. You gotta work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, work, work, work. Baby, that's what you gotta do.
Next, let's listen to the winner of the Small Band Award. This is Duke Hampton and his orchestra. By an odd coincidence, they're not related to either Duke Ellington or Lionel Hampton. And here they are playing something called The Thing.
Thank you.
So, to the rocking strains of the Lionel Hampton Ensemble playing the Boogie Blues, we have to close the doors on Jazz Club USA for another week. Hope you enjoyed today's session, which was recorded at Carnegie Hall during the annual Pittsburgh Courier Musical Awards concert. Don't forget that we're anxious to read your comments and your suggestions on how you think our program can bring you the best in jazz. Just drop a line to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of